Welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Graham here, and it's good to get to the end of another week, isn't it? Today's passage comes from John's Gospel, and we're looking at chapter 10 and verses 11 through to 18, where Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And this is what he says. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters the flock. The hired helper flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. These are great verses, and we could spend a lot of time delving into them and unpacking them and finding some real jewels of truth in the midst of them. But as we're thinking about the King who serves, it's amazing that Jesus identifies himself as a shepherd. I think God must have a soft spot for shepherds. David in the Old Testament, who was certainly regarded as Israel's greatest king, well, he was a shepherd when God called him and elevated him up into the position of being king. It's no wonder then that when the Messiah is born, the one who is in the line of King David, the one who will be part of his eternal kingdom, it's no surprise that it's shepherds who get the first message and who are invited along to the manger to see this newborn child. And yet it's strange that God would choose shepherds because, as we are no doubt reminded every Christmas as we think of the shepherd and the visitation of the angels, we're reminded that shepherds were disregarded people. They were uneducated. They were seen as being unclean. They were common, uncouth, very often mocked because of their lifestyles and because they were smelly. Disregarded people from the gutter. And yet Jesus says, I am a shepherd. And not just any shepherd, but I am the good shepherd. And we can't help but think about Jesus being the good shepherd, I'm sure without our minds being drawn to Psalm 23. Today is Saturday, the traditional day of Sabbath. And certainly Jews throughout the world and in Israel will be having a day of peace and rest. We need to learn something of that rest in our own lives as we think of Jesus being our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for anything. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. And even though we walk through valleys of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for the Good Shepherd is with us. I love that verse there. He makes me lie down. Why is it we find it so difficult sometimes to stop and lay down responsibilities and just rest? Maybe today on this Sabbath, it would be a good time to do that. But as Jesus talks about being a good shepherd, four times in this passage, he talks about how he lays down his life for the sheep. Maybe that is the ultimate test of what makes a good shepherd. A good shepherd is the one who does what is right and what is necessary and what is needed in times of trouble. Anybody can be a shepherd when the sun is shining, when the flock are happy, when the birds are singing in the trees and all is well. Nobody could tell who was a good shepherd or a bad shepherd, who was the real shepherd or who was the hired man. It's when trouble comes. It's when danger comes. It's when the sheep are in peril that it begins to separate, dare I say it, the sheep from the goats. And so Jesus, our good shepherd, he knew the peril we were in, certainly from Satan, the one who prowls around like a lion seeking to devour people and snatch people. He knew the difficulty we were in. And Jesus, the good shepherd, lays down his life to free us from the clutches of the powers of darkness, of Satan himself, of evil and sin and even death and all the things that would just ravage the flock and take their lives away from them. But I wonder if it's all just about back then and Jesus dying on the cross. What does the Good Shepherd do now in times of trouble? When we get it wrong, when we mess things up, when we end up broken and scarred and full of shame and guilt sometimes, and we look at the mess and the chaos that we have created by our decisions and by things that have happened to us. Once again, we see the Good Shepherd who always steps up, laying down his life, paying the price in times of difficulty and times of trouble. And so Jesus uses the story, doesn't he, of the shepherd with the 100 sheep. We know it well. One gets lost. One gets broken. One gets just abandoned. Whatever, he's wandered far from the path. He's in danger. He's in difficulty. And the shepherd goes and finds that one sheep and lifts up that one sheep and carries him and brings him home and heals him. That's what Jesus does for us, even now, when we mess things up and get it wrong. The shepherd can never stop acting out of love and protection and wanting the best for those who he calls his own. We are his own. And yet there are the hired men. In Jesus' day, no doubt he was making a slight dig at the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the scribes, those who wanted to go around in the pomp and the ceremony, receiving the honour of the people, wanting the people to follow them, to respect them, to obey them. But Jesus says, these guys are just a fraud. When difficulty comes, when hardship comes, rather than fight to protect you, they'll turn against you or they'll run and they'll flee. And yet, as I think of my own life, how often perhaps do we follow the hired men rather than the shepherds? Who are the hired men in your life? Friends, family, religious leaders, famous people? I don't know. People who even sometimes we think are doing the job of being a shepherd, for caring for us, for nurturing us, for bringing us even closer to God, but they're still second best. And actually sometimes keep us away from knowing and experiencing and having fellowship with the Good Shepherd himself. Jesus, the King who serves, is a good shepherd. The word that John uses in this passage, instead of meaning good in a sort of moral way, can also mean beautiful. He is the perfect shepherd. He is the beautiful shepherd. He is the shepherd of love and the shepherd of care, and the shepherd of sacrifice, and the shepherd who gives his life for the sake of the flock that he loves. He's a beautiful shepherd because we feel the compelling power of his love. Today, have a Sabbath rest. Lie for a while beside quiet streams. Maybe physically, if the weather's going to be good. I don't think so. But certainly spiritually, as we just allow the Good Shepherd to minister to us. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd, and you have been a Good Shepherd to us throughout our lives. When things have been going well, but even in times of difficulty, when we have gone through the valley of the shadow, you have been with us through our darkest, most difficult times, and you have brought us comfort and you have brought us protection. When we've got it wrong, when we've wandered, when we've found ourselves lost and confused and bewildered and far from where we should be, you're the one who seeks and finds us and carries us and brings us home and brings healing to our lives. You're the one who gave his life on the cross. But so too in many ways, Jesus, you still shepherd us and lay down your life for us, that we may grow in our knowledge of you. So that would be our prayer, Lord Jesus, today of all days, that you would finally tune our ears more and more to know the voice of our good shepherds. You would open up our eyes more and more to see how beautiful you are and to know the compelling power of your love drawing us ever closer to you. Help us to stop following hired men, false idols, people who are substitutes for the real thing. And help us, Lord, come to you, the good shepherd of his people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.